My name is Dan Houghton, and I'm actually here with Dr. Wes Youngberg, my wife Karen, our associate pastor Ivan Ostrowski, and Betsy, Wes's wife. And I want you to know we're not here trying to hold anybody up, but we're just wanting to show what it means to have a mask. I'm wearing an N99 mask, and we're going to take this off in a minute just so that you'll be able to hear us a little better and I can breathe a little better, suck in air as I'm talking so fast. But I want you to notice Karen's beautiful designer mask. She's really happy about that color. And Dr. Youngberg, you're wearing also an N99, aren't you?
That's right.
Okay. And Betsy has got a, what kind of a mask does she have?
An N95 mask.
Okay, an N95. And what we're here for tonight, we've been talking about COVID-19 and all the different things that are associated with that, all the practical things we can do. We decided tonight that we wanted to actually show you some simple home remedies that will be useful to, in your home, be able to treat these kind of conditions. So, Dr. Youngberg, why don't you begin by telling us what we're going to do tonight?
All right. So, what I'm going to do first is I'm going to take off my mask just so that you can hear me better for this instructional on home-based natural remedies using hydrotherapy to actually treat respiratory infections, really just to improve the immune system in general. This is, even if you just want to feel better, if you've had a really bad day, this is a really good strategy to improve health, to improve circulation, to enhance the body's natural ability to heal whatever is going on.
Especially viruses.
Pardon me?
Especially viruses.
That's right. Especially illnesses that don't have other good treatments. Now, we all started out wearing these special masks, and so Dan and Karen and I are wearing N99 masks. These are actually dust masks. The one I have is called a Base Camp dust mask. Now, it's actually at this point very difficult to find these, any type of mask for that matter.
That's right.
But what's nice about the dust mask is that they basically have like a nylon mesh, and then they have an insert that you can replace that has multiple charcoal filter layers that pick up 99% of the particulate. Okay, so it's much even more effective than the N95 masks, which are kind of the industry standard for protecting the wearer. So there's a difference between these masks, including the mask that Betsy's wearing, which is the N95. You see there's these little, what we call respirators on the outside. That means that as we exhale, whatever we're breathing out actually comes out of these respirators, and that makes it easier to wear masks like this. Now, that also means that if I'm sick and I'm wearing one of these masks with a respirator, I'm actually potentially increasing the risk of infecting somebody else. Okay, not increasing the risk compared to not wearing it, but thinking that I'm safe from infecting other people, and that's not necessarily the case. Because if I'm within 3 feet or closer to Pastor Ivan, and I'm wearing this mask, and I'm infected with COVID-19 or another respiratory virus, as I exhale through my nose or my mouth, the respirator valve opens up and allows the air to go forward. And if that air is breathed by Ivan, then he could actually become infected. So this is something we wear to protect ourselves when we're, in this case, we're assuming that Pastor Ivan is infected. He needs to have some type of remedial strategies. And, of course, we've gone over specific remedial strategies in previous videos that are on this channel. And so I encourage you to go to those at the Fallbrook Seventh-day Adventist Church YouTube site to learn more about the other natural remedies. But today we want to really focus on how to use hot-cold fomentation hydrotherapy to dramatically improve the immune function. And so the first step is that whoever is treating, and we're not, you know, this is not a hospital setting. This is not, we're not talking about a clinical setting. We're talking about if you're in your home and you have somebody in your home or in right near you that you're already in contact with and they need support, this is what you would do.
And Wes, maybe it might be someone that you feel like you'd like to have fomentations and you want somebody to know how to give it to you.
That's right. So this is designed so that you can actually provide this in your own home with things that you already have. Now, many of you don't have access to masks. Unfortunately, that's just the case. During the 1918 Spanish flu, individuals were making their own masks with five layers of just regular gauze and then fine mesh, wire mesh, and so it'll form fit around your face and just get a rubber band set up and you can make your own, you know, masks that are fairly efficient. Now so these masks, including the N95 masks that Betsy's wearing, are designed to help protect the wearer. Okay, and they are very, very helpful for that purpose because as we're breathing in, the filters, the charcoal filters and the filters of the mask are actually preventing the vast majority of viral particles from getting in. Now, does it prevent all the viral particles to get in? No, it doesn't. It's not an all or none thing. The main goal that we have is to limit contagion, to limit the dose that we're exposed to. And so everything that we do, washing our hands, all the things that we've already learned about are designed to limit exposure.
Yes.
We're still going to have exposure. Most of us have probably already been exposed at some level, but our immune system has been able to keep up with it and win the individual battles over that. But if we do things that damage our immune system, or if we fail to participate in activities that optimize the immune system, then we're going to be at the mercy of this virus that is replicating very rapidly in the body. So this in particular is a strategy that helps the immune system fight that battle much more aggressively. Now, this is actually very appropriate that we have Pastor Ivan here today, because we just learned today, in fact, Pastor Ivan, you just learned today that your brother, who's in his early 30s in Switzerland, tested positive for COVID-19. Tell us how you heard about this and how that came about.
Yeah, so I talked to my brother today, and actually he called me, and he said, "Hey, Ivan, yeah, so I just want to tell you something. Last week I got really sick really bad. And it was so bad that he couldn't do a few things. He had to stay at home and do nothing else. He went to the doctors, and the doctor said, you're too young. You don't have to worry about it. It's something else. So he went home. He started trying to heal himself. Today he went back to take the test. Well, it turns out that he's positive. He's positive, and so now he has to take treatments and more precautions. So, yeah, that's how I found out about it.
So that is very, very sobering, and many of us here in the United States are now hearing of family members, of loved ones, of coworkers, of neighbors who are getting sick, and they're wondering, is this possibly COVID-19? In fact, the medical group where I used to work here in Temecula, they are actually in the same building where my clinic is. They are now doing drive-through testing for their large patient group starting today. A lot of people are mobilizing, not waiting for the government to do everything for us. We have to mobilize to take care of our own needs. And that's why home-based strategies may be our only option. In fact, for most of us, that will be the only option. So, Pastor Ivan, I have brought a special mask for you. And so go ahead and put this on. This is a special mask that is different from the mask that Betsy's wearing, the N95, or the ones that we've been wearing, the N99s. This is a surgical mask. It's not nearly as effective in protecting the wearer, but it's very effective at protecting everybody else. Because if you were infected, Pastor Ivan, and you're sneezing or coughing or breathing hard or just talking like I am within 3 feet of you if I was infected, could potentially aerosolize virus to the point that I create a viral cloud around me that you then breathe in, and now you've been exposed. And the question is, can your body fight that off, or do you succumb to it? So these are strategies, again, that are going to enhance our immune system. So Pastor Ivan's wearing a surgical mask, and these are typically the masks that most medical doctors and health professionals wear, but it's really designed to protect the person they're treating more so than to protect them. Okay, so if you want personal protection, you really want to be wearing something like what Betsy or Dan and Karen and I are wearing. So if you're in a situation where you're not just demoing like what we're doing tonight, but you're actually treating somebody at home, or even in your neighborhood that needs help, then you want to make sure that the sick person is wearing a mask. Now, so I'm going to ask Pastor Ivan, okay, how old are you?
28.
28, okay, youngster. So just go ahead and sit down. You're going to be laying your head on the pillow there, okay, and okay, you're relaxing. All right, so what we're going to do here is run through how you do what we call fomentation hydrotherapy treatments. And there's different ways to do this. You know, we talked previously that you can, you know, if you're lucky enough to have the pool and a hot tub, you can do, you know, 10 minutes in the hot tub, at least at 104 degrees, and then you can do 30 to 60 seconds in the cold pool and go back and forth 3 times. Or if you have an infrared sauna.
That works. Isn't that what Betsy Lou likes to do, is go back?
That's right. We're going to do it tonight because we need it. Okay. Or if you have an infrared sauna like you do, Dan and Karen, you can get in for 10, 15 minutes and then take a cold shower, soap off with Castile soap, and then go right back in and do that 2 or 3 times. And that's very, very helpful. The heat opens up the capillaries and the arteries so that blood is drawn to the surface. And so blood is drawn from the congested areas of the lungs in particular here. And then when you do the cold, that constricts all the blood vessels and it pushes blood back down. And then when you go back into the heat again, that opens it up. And so that creates a passive form of improved circulation that helps detoxify the body, helps relieve the congested areas of the body or the organs that are suffering with the virus or whatever illness it might be. And it just helps the body remove these toxins and these viruses via the kidneys, via sweat, into the urine, and even through the digestive system and the feces. So this type of improved circulation is detoxifying. So,
and the hot and cold showers do the same thing.
Okay, so, and what I've been doing frequently, we call it the poor man's hydrotherapy, okay, is multiple times a day. If you're not super sick and you can get up and get in the shower, okay, you just do 3 minutes as hot as you can take it. You know, make sure that you're paying attention, you know, so you don't burn yourself, right? The shower stream right coming down on your throat and chest area. And then after 3 minutes hot, you turn it as cold as you can make it. Not take it, make it. Okay, so you can handle the cold. And by the way, if somebody has serious medical conditions, this is for people who are otherwise healthy that are now getting sick or are at risk of getting sick, and we're trying to improve circulation. So obviously, if you have an open wound, if you have a hemorrhage somewhere, if you have cancer somewhere, and you need to work with your doctor to make sure that you can handle this type of increased circulation. But for the most part, the average individual can participate in this type of activity. And in the shower, you're doing that 3 times, 3 minutes hot, 30 seconds cold, 3 minutes hot, 30 seconds cold, 3 minutes hot, 30 seconds cold, and that's how you end. Now, when you finish hydrotherapy, you always dry out really well. And so if your hair has gotten wet or sweaty, you dry your hair completely so you're not damp. You dry off your whole body, you towel down, and then you immediately get in bed and stay there and try to sleep and rest for at least 20 minutes, preferably much longer, because your body needs rest. And so that's the first point that we want to make. Getting our poor sick Pastor Ivan to rest and basically sleep it off, so to speak, this is really critical. Because without rest, even the hydrotherapy, even all the other things that we're doing are not going to work nearly as well. So you have to have complete bed rest. If you're sick, you have a cough or even a slight fever, you've got to just totally stop everything and focus on getting better. Because if you don't, you are running the risk of hitting that tipping point where you may not make it. Okay, or like young individuals like Pastor Ivan and his brother who's 3 years older than him, they're very unlikely to die from COVID-19. But what we're learning now in the last few days is that as doctors look at chest x-rays of young individuals like in their late 20s and 30s or even early 40s, their lungs have all kinds of damage from the illness that they have gone through, which basically could disable them physically or from a health perspective for life. They're not going to be able to do the things they used to be able to do. So young people, take this super seriously because it could totally change the rest of your life, even if you survive this, and you probably will, but not the same as you used to be. Now, so the first step, things that we do is we want to, as we demonstrate how to do hydrotherapy, the first thing that we do is there's different ways different types of towels you can use to heat up and therefore use that as the way to transfer heat from the towel into the body. I had the privilege to train under the mentorship of Dr. Charles Thomas, who over 35 years ago was the master of hydrotherapy treatments. He had his own clinic in Banning, California. And I remember one of my good friends and roommates, Dr. Brent Hildebrandt, who was a medical student at the time. We went together to his clinic and learned directly, saw him treating patients directly, and we actually bought these hydrotherapy pads at that time. Now, don't call my clinic and ask me where to buy these. Look, we have to do the same thing as you. Figure it out. Look on Amazon and find the best product, or just make your own. Okay, all right. So if you don't have one of these, which most of us won't, okay, these that are designed for hydrotherapy, these thick Turkish-type towels that have been designed for this purpose that hold the heat in really well, just use a regular towel. It won't hold the heat as well, but it's still very effective. And so what we do is the first step is to basically do a deep dampening of these towels. And so get them wet. Get them thoroughly wet. Now, don't make the mistake that I made the first time I ever did this about 30 years ago. Is I think, well, it doesn't have to be that damp, you know. We're just kind of, you know, warm it up in the microwave. And if it's not thoroughly damp, you can start a fire in your microwave because this will burn unless it's wet. Okay, so that's the first mistake that you want to avoid. The second mistake you want to avoid is that if you don't wring this out, let's say we've dampened this really good with water. So I've taken, give me the picture there.
This is ice water.
Okay, so I've taken, there's actually warm water in here. Okay, so I'm not going to pour, but if you just pour water over this, not over the patient like I'm doing. That's not a good idea. But the idea is you in the kitchen or wherever you are in the bedroom, you just wet this towel thoroughly and then you take this and you roll it up really tight, okay, and you just wring it out. You wring it out. Okay, so you might need, if you're putting really hot water on this, of course if you're microwaving it, you can just wet it with regular tap water, okay, and then wring it out. You don't have to wear thick gloves to protect you from the heat. But if you're doing it with really hot water from a pot or a kettle, then you need to be careful not to burn yourself as you're wringing this out. Now, so after you've wrung this out, you make sure that it's not dripping, because if water's dripping off this, you're gonna burn your patient, right? So don't do that. So make sure that it's nice and damp through and through. You put it in a plastic grocery bag, or you can even use a trash bag if you don't have a grocery bag. Okay, let me see that real quick. So another thing that you can do is that this will steam up. So what I do is I just grab it like this and then twist it, okay, and then put it in the microwave like that. So go ahead and do that. So, and you can actually do two at a time, because we're going to be putting a fomentation pad at the bottom of Pastor Ivan's back, and then we're going to be putting one on his chest. Okay. So when you put it in a microwave, every microwave is different. So I'm not going to give you a definitive number of minutes, but generally speaking, I would put it in for maybe 3 minutes, and then check it to see how steamy it is. And then you might need to do another couple minutes. Some microwaves you might need to do more than 5 minutes. So let's assume that this is now all steamy. Okay, we've microwaved this long enough, and you can do two of these at once. So now you take a towel, okay, just a regular large towel, and just fold it in half. Okay, fold it in half. And then you just lay it down on the table, okay, and then just put the fomentation pad or the towel that you used. You can use just a regular towel, and then put a dry towel around the heated, moist towel. Okay, now, Pastor Ivan, we're going to ask you to get up there, okay?
Yep. And Dr. Youngberg, should he be wearing a T-shirt?
Okay,
right,
and so... could I ask you to actually just take off your T-shirt? No, you can just leave it on. Okay, so you can tell he's a fit man. We play basketball together, so he beats me up all the time. Okay, go ahead and lay back down. Okay, so now what we're going to do is, Pastor Ivan, we're going to lay down. So before you lay down, let's get one more towel, please, Karen. Karen's our resident nurse. We appreciate her. And because, see, this towel, this is a massage table, so it has no risk of getting wet or damp. Okay, but if you don't have a table that is waterproof, or you're on a bed, for instance, or even on the floor, on carpet, you want to put a plastic down to prevent from damaging or the bed from water. Okay, so you put a plastic sheet. You can use a shower curtain. You can use a garbage bag that's been cut open. And then you put a towel down on top of that, like what we have here. And then a towel around the wet, moist, hot towel. And then we add one more towel on top of this before Pastor Ivan. And it just depends on, if because he's young, I'm just going to do just a double on this. Okay, If Pastor Ivan was you know, my age or older, you know, in his 70s or 80s, older you are, the less likely you are to handle deeper heat. And so we want to start more gently. Okay, now, this towel is not hot, but if it was, it would start making you feel you feel the radiating heat coming out of the towel into the back and then irradiating up into the posterior areas of the lungs. Okay, that's what we want. We want to stimulate blood flow to the lungs, which means antibodies that have been formed against this virus are now being funneled to the lungs where the COVID-19 virus is attached to the ACE2 proteins in the alveoli of the lung. That's where the viruses are doing most of their damage. So you want to get blood flow through the lungs. Okay, so that's the first step. The second step here is so we have another towel, another Turkish towel or regular towel that has been thoroughly wrung out prior to being microwaved. Now it's hot, it's steamy. Okay, you put it on that other towel, a dry towel, fold it over, and now if you could pull that blanket back. So now what we're going to do is put it with actually one more towel. If we could have another towel on top of Ivan's chest, it's because this is actually going to be really hot. And so we want to have one layer of a regular dry towel on top. Okay? And then we put this towel that has the hot fomentation pad inside of it on top. And then what we do, we want to try to keep that heat. So now there's heat here. There's heat underneath coming up from his back. And so we want to contain that. So we can even use another towel on top of that if we needed to further contain the heat. And we basically cover them up. That feel good, Pastor Ivan? Okay. All right. So I didn't mention my wraparound glasses. These are safety glasses. Now, you know, if I was in a hospital scenario, this wouldn't be good enough. We would be wearing some type of goggles that prevent any potential flow of virus through the air, because the virus can be aerosolized and it can be in the air for hours. Okay, so here's a couple examples. You know, this, you know, okay, he is going to be here for at least 3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes. And we will be checking to make sure he's comfortable, making sure that he's not getting too hot. Okay, and okay, go ahead. Good.
That's an ice washcloth dipped in ice water. Keep his head cool while the rest of his body is hot.
Okay, so there's all kinds of different strategies. If you have sinus congestion, which doesn't seem to be a big part of COVID-19, but it could be, you can actually do a hot compress on the sinus area at the same time. But most of the time you'll use a washcloth that is cold, that has been dipped in ice water, and that'll keep the head nice and cool while the body's heating up. So this, we're essentially creating a natural fever in the body to stimulate blood flow and immune system activation. You do not want to suppress a regular fever. This idea of taking aspirin or whatever to decrease a fever that's only 101 or even 102 is you're actually impairing the ability of your immune system to fight the virus when you reduce your fever artificially. So you only reduce the fever if somebody is really in pain or has a is running at 104 or higher, in my opinion. But so we make sure that of course if the fever is high, somebody's uncomfortable, cool the head off, right? Like what we're doing here. Now, in terms of goggles, we're not necessarily wearing goggles here, but if you're going to wear goggles, and because of the threat, you want to wear goggles that don't have vents on them, because if you have vents on the goggles, then you're kind of defeating the purpose, other than potential splash onto your eyes. So wrap around glasses like this, protect against splash, if somebody's sneezing or coughing. But that viral cloud is still there that can get around things. So this would not protect me from the viral cloud. We really need to assume that everybody that we see has a viral cloud walking around them that's around 2 or 3 feet in diameter around them. Okay, and so that's why we want to maintain at least 3 feet away from each other.
And we're almost 6 right now, so that's good.
Yeah. So ideally, you know, we want to keep about 6 feet apart. Okay, so what I did is just when I first heard about this in late January, I went on Amazon and I got a fireman's goggle. Okay, they're not that expensive and they're not vented. Why? Because firemen are in areas of smoke, and if they're wearing a regular vented goggle, then they're going to get smoke affecting them. So use a non-vented goggle. That's one option. Or if you can't find them anywhere, go to the swimming section of a sporting goods store, or just order it online at this point, and just wear swimming goggles. Okay, and it looks a little bit. Yeah, so it totally seals, and so that you're completely preventing the risk of a viral cloud in that you're walking through to contact your eye and therefore infect your body. Okay, so Pastor Ivan now has been under the influence of this hydrotherapy heat session for around 5 minutes. Okay, 3 to 5 minutes. And so now what we want to do is introduce the cold part of this. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to pull the blankets back. Okay. And, Betsy now has a bowl of literally ice water. Okay. And, what we're going to do.
You won't get it all cold again for you.
Okay. Now, well, this is going to be cold. This is going to be good. Okay, and so I'm going to remove this and the towel. So let's go ahead and do some cold friction. Okay. All right. So this is now really cold. So what I do is I just dip it in good, and then I just wring it out pretty good, so it's not dripping, right?
Now, I want you to know that Ivan was raised in Russia,
just,
so this is no big deal.
Get right to it. When Dr. Charles Thomas taught us how to do this, he just went like, just all over here, just really get blood flowing to the area. This is constricting the blood vessels. What do you got?
And then to his back.
Good. All right. So you do this for, basically do this and turn it around. Do this for about 20, 30 seconds. Okay, so that's nice and cold. Okay, and that just stimulates the circulation back and forth. So now bring it back up. Okay, and then I'm going to now do the back with some more cold water.
Turn to your side.
Okay.
Because you're sick.
Okay. So now I'm just having to turn. So turn away from us so that, you know, if he starts coughing or because we're doing this cold. So just really, really do the back and just kind of cool him off. Now the first time we do this, it's a little, it's a little bit rough, okay. But the second and third time we do this is like relief because it's taking the heat off of the body that's really hot. Okay, so we'll put that back in. All right, so go ahead and lay back down, Pastor. Okay, now
I want you to know as a patient. That was awesome because he didn't get the real heat, but he got the real cold.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so now what we're doing is we're got to take the pad. Go ahead and sit up. Okay, we're going to take the old pad off, and we're going to put a new one down. Okay, so we're like so this has now been wrapped. This is a new. Put it back in the microwave. Okay, and heated them up, okay, and we have a towel on top of it because this is now a new hot Turkish towel or heated towel that's wrapped in a dry towel and then another dry towel on top. Go ahead and lay down, okay. Just check. How's that feel? Is that too warm?
No.
Okay, you just let me know if it's too warm, and then we put a dry towel and we check this. You know, since this was there before, check to see if it's damp, it'll make the heat more pronounced. So we need to make sure it stays dry. If it's wet, we replace it. Then we put the new, newly microwaved towel with a dry towel around it, and then cover with the blanket. So this is the second phase of the hydrotherapy. First step is the hot, and then the cold, and then the second time hot and the cold. So we do this. We put the cold washcloth on the forehead to just again draw heat off the forehead to kind of help relax, because you know by this time if we're doing the heat, that's going to feel really good to have this cold washcloth on the forehead. Okay, so we do this 3 times back and forth, just like we did right now. Let's assume now that we have just finished the third time of heat. Okay, so we're going to take that off. We're going to go ahead and take these off. Okay, the extra towel. Okay, and we're going. This is the ice water. We're going to do a quick mitten friction with the ice water. Okay, throat, and then you give me a towel so I can just make sure that we dry that off. Just any towel. Okay, here we go. Okay, and we just dry that off really good, really quickly, so that there's no dampness there. Okay, and then we go ahead and just spin, and we're going to remove these hot pads. Okay, and we're going to, where's the mitten? Where'd the washcloth go? There we go. All right, so then we just, again, end with cold. Always end with cold. That feels good, right, Pastor Ivan? All right, okay. I charge by the hour, by the way. Okay, that's right. So, all right, and then, so we just get that, cool that off. Improve cold, constricts, and sends the blood back down to the deep areas, which then keeps the circulation going. Okay, and then we dry this off real quickly. Okay, and then we get you to lay back down. Okay, I want you to be comfortable there, and we then basically, yeah. And now this is a critical phase. When I first was observing Dr. Charles Thomas back in the mid-1980s, I just assumed that the real important part was the hot-cold. But Dr. Thomas paused after the last session, and he said to us who were observing him, it says, if you do not do this last part, you're not going to get nearly the benefit. I go, well, what last part? Aren't we done? And he says, no, we're not done. The most important part is the rest phase. And the rest, this is where now that he is dry, we made sure that he stayed dry, make sure that he's comfortable. Okay, and then we basically just turn the lights off. We're not going to do that today. Turn the lights off. This is actually a good time to pray. This is a great time. So many people will pray at the beginning and the end and say, you know, Pastor Ivan, there's nothing more valuable to the healing process to know that God loves you and that God wants you to be healed. Amen. Okay. And that God has made available strategies like this to increase your opportunity to experience health and healing. And so, if you would allow me, I would like to say a prayer for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I always ask. I don't just do it. I always ask, and every millionth patient I have might say no, and that's okay. But most individuals will, no matter what their faith walk is, or if their lack of belief in God might be, almost always they say yes, especially after we've developed some rapport, and they know that I'm here to help them, right? I want what's best for them. And when we ask, that actually, and you get an affirmative answer, that means that unlocks the power of heaven on the behalf of that individual. That ministering angels, that the Holy Spirit, you know, we live in a world of spirituality, whether you realize it or not, that has power to improve healing. And so, Pastor Ivan, I'm glad that you want me to pray for you. So let's just pause a moment and pray. Father, I thank you for the privilege to treat Pastor Ivan today. I thank you for the privilege to use this as an opportunity to educate thousands and tens of thousands of individuals that are watching this home-based remedy hydrotherapy program today, so that they can apply these principles for those that they love in their own home. And Lord, I also take this opportunity to pray for Pastor Ivan's brother, another pastor in Switzerland, who right now, as we speak, is suffering with COVID-19 respiratory viral infection. Lord, I pray that you unlock your ministering angels and your Holy Spirit to be with him, to guide him, to give him wisdom, to take advantage of all the natural remedies that are available to us if we would just open our minds. And so I pray for healing for his brother. I pray for healing for all individuals like Pastor Ivan, who are at risk, like myself, who are at risk, and the things that we can do to protect ourselves, to educate ourselves so that we are not unnecessarily allowing this disease to be victorious over us. So we thank you for the privilege of being your children. We look forward to the blessings that only you can give of health and healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So with that, Pastor Ivan, your responsibility right now is to trust fully in God and just allow that peace of mind to know that your immune system is now doing everything possible to fight this. You have angels and the Holy Spirit on your side. It's your responsibility now to just rest. No stress, just rest and sleep for as long as you can right now. So this is the phase where we say, at least stay in that position for at least 20 minutes. Now, this is what happens physiologically when somebody takes the time to just chill for at least 20 minutes. What?
No phones.
Yeah. Don't be watching TV. Be watching the news about the latest lockdown. Focus in about just resting, letting your body heal. And so what happens when you just totally rest, all of a sudden, that improved circulation that has occurred within your body, that activation of the immune system, as the blood and the lymphatics flow throughout the body, they stimulate various immune centers and activate them to start producing antibodies that are precisely designed to attach to COVID-19. It's the most amazing chemotherapeutic strategy available. Your body makes it itself. We just need to harness that energy appropriately. And so once you start resting after that hot, cold, what happens is that the B cells of the immune system, the B cells that are responsible for actually producing antibodies, they start going into action at a much higher level. And you start producing antibodies at a dramatic level. We call it spontaneous blastogenesis, where the B cells start releasing all these antibodies. And those antibodies flood to your lungs, where those viruses are. And they basically do a complete frontal attack on all those viruses, and dramatically increases the chance of your body winning the war before it causes chronic damage. So even young people, children who get infected, number one, not only are they super infectious to everybody else, even if they don't feel anything, but they're actually creating damage, inflammation in the lungs potential scar tissue that could infect them, impact them for life. There's been reports about previous acute respiratory syndrome cases like this, where people who were infected would have depression for the rest of their life, even though they survived. Not just because of the experience, but because of what it did to them physiologically. It could cause post-traumatic distress disorder for life. This is not something that we want to play around with. That's why it's so important that we all take the responsibility to stay home, if at all possible, and only people that have to, policemen and firefighters and medical workers and people that have to keep the grocery stores going, etc. Those are the only people that should be out there. Everybody else should stay home and take care of each other. And at the first sign of any symptom, take advantage of strategies like we have addressed today.
Now, Pastor Ivan, this is probably the easiest you've ever had it on this stage. And I want to say to our audience that is watching, this is actually the podium where we have our worship services in our Fallbrook Church. And what more could we do as far as helping to demonstrate to you what can happen whenever we use natural healing methods that Christ has given to us? Now, Dr. Youngberg, this was the main thing we wanted to do tonight. We wanted to let people see exactly how to do this, and we've done that. We've got two bonus things for you now. So, Pastor Ivan, I hate to have to tell you, but you're going to have to. We actually told him.
All right, go ahead and get up. And look, he's all better now.
Yeah, healed. Okay, now you can put your T-shirt back on, and we're going to actually do a hot and cold foot bath next. And while Karen's getting ready to do that, Dr. Ember, you might be able to talk about the benefit of a hot and cold foot bath.
We're trying to improve circulation. And when you start out with hot, that draws blood down to your feet. Okay, that opens up the capillaries and the blood vessels to the feet. Why? Because it's hot and we're trying to disperse that heat. So blood flows to the feet, okay, and then when you go cold, that constricts it and that pumps blood back up. So it's a way to stimulate the blood flow and circulation in a powerful way.
Okay, so Karen, go ahead and describe what's happening here with specifically.
I put hot water in the tub, as hot as he can handle it. And I like to put in a little bit of Epsom salts in there. It feels really good. It's got magnesium. It is magnesium, and it soothes your muscles. So you put your feet in there for about 3 minutes, and then when you're done with that, then you stick your feet. Now, you're not in it 3 minutes, but you go from the really hot to a bucket of ice water. So if you want to just, yep.
And the heat, you know, if somebody's older, they're going to be more sensitive to the heat. So you want the water to be roughly somewhere between 104 and 111 degrees. So if you have a thermometer for water, that'd be a good way to check it. If somebody's elderly or frail, you would want to start at the lower end of that, see how they're doing, and then gently add additional hot water, making sure that they're not having a problem with it. Now, if somebody's a diabetic and you're treating a diabetic, they may have peripheral neuropathy, which means they may not feel the heat, and they could actually burn their feet without even knowing it. So that's why if you're doing it yourself at home, check it with your elbow. Okay, usually people don't have peripheral neuropathy in their elbow. It's just, ooh, that's actually a little too hot. And so be careful with that. So be cautious when you do these things. You need to have it at the right temperature.
It helps to relieve congestion. And another thing it does, if you have a headache coming on, it really helps relieve a headache as well. And while he's doing the hot and cold on his feet, another little thing that we have is a sore throat pack. And this is, it can be a strip of cotton or flannel. And you get this dipped in ice water. So I'm just going to pour some ice water on it to get it good and wet right over this ice. Fact is, I may just go ahead and dip it in here to get it cold quickly. And then you wring it out. Make sure it's good and wrung out. And then you wrap this around your throat. Okay, and then where's the woolen piece? And then you take a woolen piece of wool, and What I've had done is I had Linda make this for me. She put Velcro on it, and you just wrap that right around the cotton and leave that on overnight when you go to bed. And in the morning, your throat will feel so much better. It draws all the blood right to that area where it's hurting. But make sure that the cotton is ice cold when you put it on. Wring it out and then put...
So it starts out cold, and then it warms up over time, and it dramatically improves circulation to the area and helps the immune system fight the viruses that are in the throat area.
Now, one of the things, you know, this, Karen showed this, and it is something she had made. The outside is wool, correct, Karen?
Yes.
The outside is wool, inside.
And you can use a safety pin, too. We just had Velcro put on because it makes it so much easier. They both. You don't have to have the Velcro on the cotton. It'll just stay in place. The wool keeps it in place. But
now, the poor man's approach, which I've used frequently, if you don't have a nice, a nifty wool to use, you can actually use a sock, like a winter sock, a wool sock, wrap it around, and then use a pin to attach it.
You can even tear a piece of a pillowcase, an old pillowcase or something, and make the cloth. So these are little things that can be helpful in your look. Because here, Dr. Youngberg, one of the things that we've known in the news is we've got this surge coming. We've been talking about this surge. And they're saying hospital beds. In fact, I know here in San Diego they've just activated the hospital ship. Navy hospital ship in San Diego. I also read today that the state of California is in negotiation with 900 hotels to try to utilize rooms for hospital-based purposes and maybe calling in the National Guard to help and the armed forces to help with the surge we have coming. So in case you're not able to get treatment someplace else, these things would be a natural thing that people could do right in their homes.
Remember, you're not going to be able to go to the hospital. I was so sad and just recently of seeing a news story of a lady, an elderly lady from Italy, crying just desperately because she just lost her husband to COVID-19. And then she had been tested positive, but because she was not sick enough, she was told to go home. They just didn't have any treatment for her. There's no reason to take a hospital bed when you don't need a ventilator or you don't need that palliative type care. And so she was just weeping because of this, and her adult children were there, trying to console her, taking a risk of being infected themselves. So do not try to go to a hospital if you have just early symptoms, because they simply will not be able to address this. Certainly be in touch with your doctor by phone or telemedicine, but these are strategies that have been able to save the lives of countless thousands who took advantage of them. And so you want to start them earlier rather than later. Now, one thing that we failed to address at the beginning that I forgot is that when you start hydrotherapy, make sure that your patient drinks at least 16 to 20 ounces of good pure water. You want to be hydrated because you're going to be sweating at the time of during the procedure. And you know, anybody who's gone through any type of hydrotherapy, whether it's a hot shower or a hot tub and cold, that you get really thirsty afterwards because you're sweating so much. So drink lots of water, and that'll help get rid of viruses through the urine so that you're less likely to be getting rid of viruses through your breath and infecting other people around you. So lots of water throughout the procedure, at 20 ounces at the beginning, and then maybe through the process, get a little bit more water. Ask them, here, have a little bit more water. And then at the end, more water, and then you sleep. And then when you get up after your nap, Pastor Ivan, you do another drink. So you drink. We talked previously about the seminary.
Yes.
The Danish-Norwegian seminary just west of Minneapolis, Minnesota, in 1918, whose graduate physician, a faculty member at the seminary, immediately put the people who were sick with the Spanish flu to basically bed rest. Immediately went to bed rest, even if at the earliest fever or symptom of any kind, and they were told to stay in bed for at least 2 days after they felt well. They immediately focused on hydration, lots of water, and then a healthy meal. Only whole foods, only plant-based foods. Eat like soups that are made from beans or lentils or just something very simple. Vegetable broth. Just eat really lightly, three times a day with at least 4 or 5 hours between meals. If they're hungry, give them water. Okay, just you don't need to eat that much when you're sick. When you're sick, your body wants to focus on healing, not digesting more food. And so give the body the chance to heal. Eat very sparingly during an illness like this. The last thing you want to be doing is, I feel so bad, I'm going to treat myself with some ice cream or something sugary or some pie or some cake. That can kill you if you do it. So absolutely only eat healthy food during that time. So rest, hydration, proper diet, trust in God, hydrotherapy, and then stay in bed until at least 2 days after you feel better. And then don't stress your system. Remember, you just went through a serious illness. So those are the principles of healing.
Okay. Now, there's one thing I wanted to do as kind of another bonus for the people that might be watching. Just this afternoon, our ASI organization, that's a group of lay people that are lay business people, very involved in ministry. We put up a brand new website today called www.GodCaresEveryday.org. That's GodCaresEveryday.org. And there are many, many different resources that will be on that website, including some of the things that have been done here at Fallbrook, Dr. Youngberg. So we're just really thrilled you've tuned in. This is the third or fourth video we've made now. Today is March the 18th. We're trying to keep track of.
And just today, over 450 people died in Italy alone.
Yeah.
And that is so sad. We don't want that to keep going. We know that it's probably going to happen like that in the United States. We need to be ready for it, and we need to have home-based remedies, which may be the only way to address this in the future.
And that's why we've done this for you. And we pray that somebody will pick this up and say, I can do this for someone that's close to me, and it'll make a difference and save someone's life. And it's been our privilege to be with you again tonight. We've completed this in just about an hour tonight, Wes. It's
a record.
Good. And we trust that you'll be able to share it with friends. And we just want to say thank you. And I'd like to say one last prayer before we close tonight. Holy Father, we just thank you for the privilege that we have of this knowledge. And I pray, Lord, that you would help this knowledge to go to lots of places, because these are simple things. Towels, heat, cold, the proper processes, using hydrotherapy, and trust in you, all the things that Dr. Youngberg has laid out, these 4 or 5 steps, make them real to us, I pray, and make a difference for the people watching us, my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's Word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.